50% righteousness.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Pissing People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building. Now, Charlamagne has been trying to find your little person.
I want a midget. I've always told you.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
there we go with this crazy.
I want a midget with your face.
Really? You can say little people.
Okay. Why you want a little person that look like me?
Why would she be so cute?
Can you imagine how that would look?
But why a little person?
I just think it would look
fly. Why not a...
Your face with a fat ass. Your face with K. Michelle's ass.
Show me. That's how you want to start. You're so shady. Early in the morning, okay? You know, we just got good with Toya, okay? Let's not mess this up.
So you and K. Michelle are good now?
What? I mean, forget about that.
I thought they just squashed the beef.
No, I mean, I never really had a problem. I don't have a problem with K. Michelle. I think she's a very beautiful girl, very talented. Mm-hmm. I just, the whole social media thing came about because I just felt like I was being picked on and I ignored it like time and time again. You know, she called me dumb and dumber. She said she gonna smack me on sight. Then laugh at my book cover. It's like, I'm a woman that wanna see all women win. Mm-hmm. I would never tear down your music or discredit what you do.
Right.
Okay, I don't sing. I don't know how to sing. Mm-hmm. I don't act. I did a stage play, but don't discredit what I do. I work every day.
Would you discredit Christina Milian's music?
No, I don't discredit any woman's music or anything that any woman does. Like, but that's not what I'm here to do, tear women down.
It has to be hard, though, when you see, like, Regina sees that and then she jumps in, and I'm sure that strikes a chord for you.
I mean, yes. I just feel like the whole situation was petty, and we were both given a platform, and to use it in that way to kind of bash each other and go back and forth, I thought it was very unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I feel like they reached out to me to do her show, and I don't know if it stemmed from me declining a show or what. Like,
they wanted you on her show.
Yeah, they called me to be a part of her show, like during the summertime, and I was like, no.
That sounds like a setup.
Yeah, that sounds like a screen.
Yeah. So I mean, because of that, weird. I just felt like, you know, I'm happy for you. Like, keep doing your show, keep doing your music, but don't every time something come up that I'm doing, don't throw shade at it, or I don't even know why.
Did Memphis tell you that they spoke before it came out on social media?
Yeah, he told me that that someone called him, but not like it was said. But I'm glad she have peace.
Right.
You know
so
what
maybe
I mean?
Now it's closed.
I mean, I hope so, because I mean, that is just, you know, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Why are you guys separated right now?
Because we were moving in two totally different directions.
You gave a whole pass. You said
let's clear the record. Okay, since you want to go there with the whole pass thing.
No.
The whole pass thing, it started off as a joke. It was like a pillow talk joke where we were watching a movie and we were both like,
I thought that was her. I'm like, what's wrong with that making noise?
We were like, you know, he was into, my husband is kind of into things I'm not really into.
Like
such
what?
As threesomes and stuff. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not that girl. But that's your sexual appetite. Everybody have different sexual appetites. So I said to him, like, I was like, well, you better take this hall pass and da 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 da. Mm-hmm. But it's not like I gave him a hall pass and I allow him to go cheat on me and come back when he wants to. Now, that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's doing now, but at the end of the relationship had got to a point where we were both moving in two totally different directions. So if you use your hall pass, that's on you. But when we were together, I can tell you he didn't use a hall pass because it never was a, you know, it never really came up like that. Like,
so
oh,
since you were estranged, you were like, do you?
Yeah, I'm like, do you? Because I'm doing me. I'm trying to get to the money. Like,
Were you offended when he brought up the threesome thing?
I was very upset about that because I have a 17-year-old daughter and other girls that look up to me. And even if I was to give this man a hall pass and was cool with it, you know what I mean? Like, that's my business.
That
what
is
works
your business.
For me might not work for you.
Right.
And what works for you might not work for me. You can't be the judge of my relationship and tell me that I'm insecure, I'm weak, I'm stupid for giving my husband a hall pass. Like, nothing is insecure about me.
Because there are women who
I'm far from stupid. And if I am secure enough to give him a hall pass, That is my business.
Because there are women who do have threesomes in their relationship.
I mean, I
and
know.
You would be like, I'm not doing that because I'm not letting my man have sex with somebody else. But there's people who do it.
Exactly.
And
I know a lot of people that's into threesomes. I know a lot of people that's into kinky
some of your best friends.
The rumors, the rumors always been T.I. and Tiny do that.
I mean, I don't know what they do in their bedroom, but I just know I know people that get down.
Has anybody ever approached you for a threesome?
I mean, no. My, like I said, my husband. But that
he's
was
the only person.
Man,
which
I
one,
I never had no guys come up to me.
Wayne had a sex tape out there with two girls.
No, he would never. He would never.
All right, we got more with Toya when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Y'all never come to me. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Toya right in the building. Of course, she has a new book out right now. It's called How to Lose a Husband. Now, Yee?
So are you going to get divorced, you think? Or just...
Because
I know you've been wanting to work things out and hopeful that it would. Are you still in that place? Or are you now like, okay, it ain't happening?
Honestly, I love my husband. I think he's truly one of one. Mm-hmm. He is a great guy. Like, for real, for real. But I'm at a point right now where I'm just kind of just focused on me and just that's what I'm focused on right now.
If he was like, come on, let's do this.
I mean, who knows what the future holds? Like,
how long do you...
I would love to one day hopefully, you know, make things work. But where I'm at right now after going through, you know, and he's at... I feel like, very publicly
going through it.
Yes, I just feel like we both need to, like I said, you have to be whole. Before you can be anyone's half. So in order for me to make him happy, I have to be 100% happy with me. And in order for him to make me happy, he have to be where he want to be, career-wise, just everything. I just wish him the best at the end of the day. I just want him to win. And I want both of them to heal from it and get past it. You know?
Sounds like a divorce.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know, man. No. Sound like it ain't going to get reconciled.
Is it okay for you to date now while you're separated? In your head?
Benjamin.
You know. So you're not
Benjamin
dating.
Baby.
You're not dating at all?
I mean, no, I'm not really tripping off of dating.
You like, tripping over words. You dating. You just told
on
yourself.
No, I'm not.
Google.
No. Honestly, just chilling. Like, you know, I have, my, you know, I'm just chilling.
And we appreciate
you
joining
us. I'm cool with my daughter's father, though. We cool.
What?
I'm not dating.
Drop one of the Clues bombs for Lil Wayne.
Okay?
You just proved something to us. Once you have a child with a woman and that y'all was married, that's always the first husband's poom poom.
Always yours.
It's always yours.
That's just always going to be my fam. Like, we always, no matter, people would never understand.
Whatever you want to call it, it's always his.
Whatever you want, we understand.
And Memphis should understand, too. I don't see nothing.
No, you're not
going to
see nothing. Because I'm not that
girl. How you feel about him and baby? Being cool.
I'm excited. I'm happy about that. Right. You know, they started that, you know. I just hope they work everything out.
All right. The headline, Lil Wayne still having sex with Toya, right?
Oh, God.
Make sure you run with that one. All
right.
Shade Room, you heard it here first.
Nobody's having sex with anybody. We're just, you know.
How to Lose a Husband. You can get it right now. Make sure you pick it up. And we appreciate Miss Toya Wright for joining us.
Thank you.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy.
Hey, I'm Angela Yee.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God, and we just want to say happy holidays from all three of us.
All three of y'all.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Now, I don't know if we should call him Barack Obama, if we should call him Jay-Z.
You call him by his damn name, man. Jay Farrow.
We can call him that, too.
Yeah,
what up?
As soon as he sat down, he started impersonating a rapper.
we was talking. Cuz, man, you said you had a show a couple weeks ago, and Future was there. And I said, like, he was cursing, but, you know what I mean? He's so unintelligible. No, nobody knows what the fuck he's saying. So they just let slide. He was like, hey, when the fuck the mullet made me fuck a bad bit? And all the people were like, yeah, this is great. But they didn't know he was cursing.
You can't curse.
We knew.
You can't curse.
I didn't even catch the curse he said just now when he was mimicking Future.
Now, like, what happened when Kanye was there and he had Future?
Yo. Okay, so, all right, dress rehearsal, right? Dress rehearsal was way more turned up than actual live show.
Chill, right.
He, because, what's the boy name? The dude, you should tip her, the Dream, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So the Dream misstepped. I'm sorry. So the Dream misstepped. Like, he went to the wrong place. Kanye, like, yanked him.
Whoa.
Into the right, like, I got video footage. I just ain't going to put it out. I feel like that'd be. I got it on my phone. I watch it just for my enjoyment.
Oh, I need to see that
he
right now.
He like yanked him. I'll show it to you.
He wasn't mad at you for all the impersonations he that
didn't,
you've done him?
You know what? He didn't say anything about it. I feel like that phone call that he did like 2 years ago, that was enough for him, and that's it. Like,
he didn't even acknowledge it?
He didn't, nah.
Did he speak to you?
Yeah, he spoke on the stage.
Did you talk to him in his voice?
Nah. I mean, I feel like I should have, though. I feel like I should have.
How did y'all not do a sketch together?
Listen, man.
His sense of humor is not that great.
It got pulled. Right. So I couldn't even do it. Like, so all my Kanye sketches were just, they just were non-existent.
Now,
I was like, oh, okay,
what
whatever.
They said happened was that they changed his set and they took everything at that. Is that really what happened?
Oh, he was mad. Right. He was mad. He was about to walk out and my boss was running by. Like, no, please. Come
Lauren?
On. Yeah. Okay. Come on, no. Come on. We have to perform. Kanye was like, all right, you know, because if it ain't right, then you know I don't want to do it.
Why would they do that, though? Why did they change it at the last minute?
I don't. I think they just didn't have. It was just a whole bunch. Kanye, listen.
They just want to F with him.
Yeah, they want to F. But Kanye is, y'all know, he's grandiose.
Kanye is Kanye.
He's Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye is his own verb.
He wants everything. He even going to the point of telling everybody in the audience to stand up. He was like, if y'all don't stand up, I ain't gonna perform. This yay. Hey! And he said that to somebody in the audience that couldn't stand. Really? And it happened to be it happened to be the host's mom. Like, she couldn't stand. And she was like, oh, and she like stood up for like 2 seconds and got back. She had a cane and all that.
Oh, I thought you're not allowed to stand at SNL.
Oh, I did. Well, it's Kanye, man. I feel like that show was fun though, man.
No, that was a good show.
That was a fun show.
The best part of the whole show, and I'm not saying this because you here, was when you was on Weekend News and you did all the impersonations.
He called it Weekend News.
What's it called?
Weekend Update.
Weekend Update.
He was saying Weekend News.
And you did all the impersonations of all the black comedians.
Flawless.
That Thank you. Was the best part of the whole show.
First, Cat got up, right? And Cat was like...
Now, first, you gotta understand something, boo-boo. This right here, this is war. There can only be one munchkin on top, you ragged ass son of a bitch.
You know, but that's when Kevin got up, and Kev was like,
first of all, bow. Ping, pang, bow. Here's your problem. Tell you what your problem is. First of all, you got a perm. Only black man get away with a perm is Prince. And he's Prince. You're not Prince. You got the same height as Prince. I do too, but I smile. Oh my God.
And that's when Dave Chappelle stands up.
Wait, hold on. Dave Chappelle was there too?
I said it was all of us, Colin. So Chappelle's like,
hold on, baby. Everybody just calm down, son. Just calm down. We black. Oh! We need to stick together. Trust me, son. Hollywood is expecting us to fail, baby. Let's just calm down. Go to Africa for a few years. Everything cools off. Oh!
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We almost got 20 million hits on Facebook. I'll be checking. That's I'll be incredible. Looking.
Yeah. I feel like it's like people seem like they just realized that you could do that.
That's
night.
What I said. Like, I feel like it's never been. I've been on the show, of course, for this is my sixth season, but I don't feel like it's ever been showcased to that caliber. Like, they've never. You've never had me go like back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part that really like amazed people. I mean, my face, my number shot up. I was like, I do this in the bedroom.
You can't curse. And it wasn't no
Sorry,
edits.
Jesus. Yeah.
Like, I'm watching it live, like, yeah. Yo, he just rolling.
Chris Tucker hit me up about it.
They said you did a great job.
Yeah, he hit me up on an unidentified number, and I ain't know who it was. You see a private number on your phone. I'm like, oh, this could be an ex. Nah, I ain't answer the joint. He texted me right after.
Like, yo, that was me, man. Call me back.
So I hit him back.
He was like, yo, man, my dude from overseas showed me that, man. You killed that, man.
All right, we got more with Jay Farrell when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's up, y'all? It's Angela Yee wishing you and your family the very best this holiday season from all of us here at The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm falling. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have comedian, actor Jay Farrell in the building now. You also did stuff with the first lady. You did stuff with her before. You did some more stuff with her. How was that?
stuff and stuff.
That was dope, dude. I was in the White House. All my family was in the White House. We were chilling. She reached out, you know, for that campaign, and it was like, dope thing to get to do because it hit number two on the Billboard. I think on number one, it was number one on the Billboard for like a little bit. So I had a hit song with the first lady.
Right.
Like that's a way to get some ass.
Did you impersonate Barack while you was in there? Like whispering Michelle's ear, like I want to hit that up.
I didn't, but I talked to him. He was there.
Really?
He was right there.
Did he tell you like impersonate me, Jay?
No, he was like, so how you doing? And I was like, I'm good. How old are you now? You're 28. I said, yeah. 28, you know that? Yeah. Well, you got to know something, Jay. I believe you do a good job. I believe you do. But I think you're playing me a little too straight. I like to have fun. Turn up, bitch. I was like, yo. I said, yo. You are the GOAT. I love you, sir. Nah, it was really fun, man.
Do comedians ever get mad at you because you don't impersonate them? Like, did you get any calls that night? Like, damn, why you ain't throw me in the mix?
Well, one person was very mad.
Who?
I don't know if I really want to talk about it.
Mike Epps,
Lil Duval. It wasn't Mike Epps. It wasn't none of them.
Davis.
It was a lady comedian. She was very upset.
Lady comedian.
Very highly upset that I didn't do her in.
Monique. Oh, she was like, you didn't put no black women in there.
Yeah, and I mean.
Some more.
The thing, no, what? Nah, you gonna keep? I ain't gonna tell you. Trying
He's
to
like tell
Leslie
you.
Jones?
Huh? You trying to pull out this information?
It was Leslie.
It ain't gonna happen. You
Leslie
keep trying to
mad.
Pull out this information.
Leslie
huh?
got mad.
It ain't gonna happen.
It was
you keep trying
Leslie.
To pull out this information.
Leslie got mad. Yeah, Leslie. You should have did. You ain't rep no women, Jay.
Hey, God dang it! Don't do that right now, Charlamagne. No, man. It was because I had nothing. Okay, the parties that were disappointed, they just asked me. They were like, why didn't you just say it was the men's black comedians meeting? And I was like, I mean, it just basically started like this. It just evolved, but you could have changed it. And I was like, I don't know how we could have changed it. I said, I'm just doing what the white folks tell me to do, you know, to get this on. You feel me? They're my peoples. I'm their peoples. I have mingled with them. So I was just trying to, to put it out like that. But I could do another one where it's a whole bunch of females. I can impersonate females.
I never heard you impersonate a female, though.
You never heard me do a female before? Uh-huh. Deidre?
Oh, who's yeah. Deidre?
Deidre is just a character I just made up.
Oh, okay, talk okay.
Like, let me tell you something, honey. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Everybody here trying to turn up. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna give me a drink and just chill. Why can't I just chill? Do the word. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to come up here and talk to me for what reason? I don't know. I'm enjoying my damn stuff. Forget everybody. I ain't trying to take nobody home to nerd. To nerd. It's like a whole bunch
that
of different.
That sound a lot like Leslie Jones.
Hey, man.
It do sound a lot like Leslie.
Hey, man.
Even when you did your lips and everything, it was real Leslie-ish.
Animated. Really. Really animated, Charlamagne. She's really. I feel like I'm gonna do another one, but I'll go ahead and up it. But I'm not denying nor confirming who it was. I'm not saying
go.
Who
he
it was.
Say.
Shout out to Leslie. We appreciate you, Leslie, for keeping Jay in check, repping for the women.
Hey,
okay.
I don't know what you speak of, son. You keep saying it, Charlamagne. I don't know what you speak of, man.
You talking a lot of political talk because I know you be doing your Ben Carson impersonations.
Yeah.
You doing a lot of that in stand-up?
Yeah, I talk about everything.
Okay.
So when you see it, it's just like, I talk about politics in my show, but it's more of a views to other stuff and like connecting it, like, you know.
But I shouldn't have to
f- for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have some special guests that was supposed to be here, but one came on time this morning.
Yeah, one.
He came early.
He came actually an hour early.
This empty chair is supposed to be for Remy Martin.
Right. But
she's not here yet.
She's not. Remy Martin's not here, but Fat Joe is. Good morning, sir.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Now y'all got the joint album coming. Is this what you're going to have to deal with?
Nah, I told y'all behind the scenes that she actually been real, real professional and showing up in time. I'm actually really, really praising her and really impressed. You know, how she's been moving as a businesswoman. But, you know, she got caught up in traffic. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I know the importance, you know what I'm saying, of being to the Breakfast Club on time. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, I was on an Emirates flight to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the Arab chicks that
just
works
you, Emirates
there.
Emirates flight is the flight with the bar inside.
I've never been on
one of
those.
For rich people.
It's some fancy.
Your bedroom and all that.
It's the scene
but
for
the
you.
Point is, they have a section where the employees, like the stewardess, you know, they chill and rest or whatever.
Right.
So I'm passing by, the curtain's open. I'm a little nosy. Mm-hmm. And I look, and the chick is watching y'all show on the computer. I'm going to Dubai. I'm like, yo, these niggas lit. Like, yo, they on the Emirates going to Dubai flight with the computer on. I was like, yo, Serious,
so
right?
Shout out to Emirates. Don't be afraid to bring the Breakfast Club on the flight. You know what I'm saying?
There you
to
go.
Dubai.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. That was crazy. That was shocking for me. Like, cause you know it's real conservative and all that.
Right. What was shocking to me was how you and Remy Moore got back together. Cause it was a nasty split.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you saying you would never forgive Remy Martin because she hurt your feelings.
But she hurt me bad, though. Like, I possibly never been hurt more.
Really?
Yeah.
And you've been through some wars in the streets, so that's saying a lot.
No. It was because there's some wars that's not physical.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you wear your heart, when you bring your heart to it. Like, she's my little sister, so she lived with me for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping on a tour bus, going everywhere with us. Nobody really knew who she was like that. And when that happened and that went down, you know, that was like the straw that broke the camel's back or whatever have you, where I was just hurt. And then because of my breakup with her, I could have signed Rick Ross. I could have signed Pitbull. Like, really?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I was just so turned off by what had happened that I was like, yo, you know what? I'm never messing with artists again.
Hey, that's crazy.
You done messed that pit bull up because you see pit bull.
Yeesh. You know the pit thing about Fat
like
Joe? You
don't God get, right now, man.
You don't get the credit for, like, your scouting abilities when it comes to talent.
I'm a serious scouter, man, because my thing is all about bringing pillars to the community. You know what I'm saying? If I discover Kool and Dre, they do all them game albums. They legends, you know, Khaled. Khaled, my little brother, he's a Beatle right now.
Khaled will not stop.
Beatle. You know what I'm saying? Stop. Or LV, super producer, or Remy Ma, you know, she's still competing. She's back with this album right here. She's definitely in a heavy conversation of female rapper of the year, male or female. You got Remy, you got Big Pun. You know, I discovered him outside of a bodega.
Yeah.
A fatter Puerto Rican dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who'd have thought that dude would have been, you know, he's on my top five. Right. You know what I'm saying? So.
You turned down Eminem 6 times, I heard.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, man.
Joe, you just named about $300 million you left on the table.
Yeah,
that's
way more than that. I messed up bad.
Now, do you think Pitbull would have been Pitbull if he'd signed with you? Because Pitbull wasn't the pop guy back then.
Listen, first of all, please, I had an opportunity. That's all I'm saying. Pitbull is a genius. He created his own lane. I can't take no responsibility. Like, I don't know. You know, Pitbull, he's the man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what I'm saying? And in fact, he told me one time I sat down with him as a brother, and he was just like, I was like, yo, Pit, man. I said, you're so smart. He said, yeah, I learned off of all your mistakes.
Wow.
Damn it, man.
Nah, real talk. And then he told me, he said, you should have signed me. You should have signed Ross. You should have signed this. You shouldn't have signed that. You ain't want to.
I'm about to tear a little bit.
You had Miami. Like, you had half of Miami in your hand.
Before anybody moved out there.
Yeah.
He's like, don't remind me.
Now, how was you and Remy's that initial conversation of that beef squashing? How was that conversation? I mean, because it was thick.
Well, what happened is, right, I was in Miami a couple of blocks from my house. So it picks up, and it was like, all right, you got a call. And then it was like, she was like, yo. And I was like, yo, I knew the voice immediately.
Right.
I was like, yo. And she was like, what's up? And I'm like, what's up? And I'm like, hey, yo, Rem, like, what do you want? You calling me?
I'm like, you calling me?
Get to it. Right. Like, what's going on? Nah, I think that we should be family again. I was just like, come on, man. You know, I love you. That was it. She broke down on the phone, and it just felt great. I was just like, you know, and I was just like, wow. Like, I ain't ever think that was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I prayed for her all the time, though, still. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And she said Papoose really wanted you guys back together again.
Papoose, the greatest husband on the earth.
Without question. He make all this look bad.
Guys, man, please. Stop.
Like, stop, bro.
Black love. It's killing me, man.
Oh, reminisce.
Okay.
Damn. You look like you killed the whole...
Call thing. Peter.
What up, Rob?
Call Peter.
Like, what up, bro?
What's up?
Hey, y'all, man. Damn.
Sorry, I'm late, guys. I was all the way up. I could not
you
leave
was all the way stunning right
she
now.
Does.
I'm almost not mad at you no more.
Now, Rem, we asked Joe this. We heard Joe's side of the story. How did y'all get here? Because there was a time when Joe said he'd never forgive you. Ever.
He didn't mean that when he said that. He was just talking because he had lips. He didn't mean that.
The thing is, we should have never got where we were. Let's just start with that. It should have never went that way ever in a million years. It took me to be away from everything that I love and that I wanted to be with and that I cherish to really sit down and think about the people that I felt were important to my life, not that I thought were important to me, that really made an impact on my life and that I loved and I cared about. And when it was time for me to start coming home, I just really didn't want to come home and still not be cool with him and still like have any type of ill feelings for bad decisions that I made prior to, you know, the person that I am now. Like, I made a lot of bad decisions. And the beef with me and Joe was definitely one of them. And I didn't want to come home and still have that. Like, I felt like I fixed every other bad decision, and that really needed to be fixed. And I'm happy that we were able to do that, because it's like we didn't miss a beat at all. Like,
was the intent to just fix it, or was the intent to, okay, we got to get back in the studio?
It never even crossed my mind about music. It wasn't even about music at all, period. It was deeper than that. It was just like I wanted my brother back.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Fat Joe, Remy Ma's in the building.
Hey, yo, Papoose, what's up, man?
Pat!
Come over here, man. You know you ain't never been shy of cameras.
Now, Rem, speaking of Pap, did you make the men sit down and iron things out? Because it was a little situation between Joe and Pap.
You know what was
point?
So crazy? It wasn't even necessarily like an official sit down. Okay, you say your piece, you say. It was just like, I think they both realized how much each other loves me. Like, Joe, like, can't nobody front. Like, this guy loves me. Like, I had my sister with me for the first time yesterday. She met him. She was like, he really loves you. Like, she's like, he sees it. Mm-hmm. And this was, like, my biggest hater in the world. Like, I couldn't do nothing until, like, then his mom was like, no one's fucking my girl rapper. Like, it was like, blocking all day. Mm-hmm. So for him to actually meet somebody and feel like he's like, Rem, he's the perfect guy for you. Like, he loves you. So I think both of them with the feelings that they had for me, let them put aside anything. And they both expressed how they wish, like, none of that ever happened. And that was my fault, too. It's like when you want to beat up your little sister, right, but you can't, so you want to fight her boyfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's like one of those type
exactly
of situations. It's like, yo, oh, I want to kill her, but I can't. You know what? She likes him. That's it. So, like, and it was, like, stupid. Like, I feel like if I was there, it would have never happened.
Now, do you regret Remy's first album? Because Remy had everything lined up. The singles, the street records, like, everything was there. Yeah. But it didn't perform well.
The only issue, like, now that I'm older, like, I tell Joe all the time, like, I was mad because I felt like he was the top. Like, I felt like he had the power to make them do what I wanted them to do. And they pretty much was just him to death, like, they was doing it. Like, I literally got banned from the office that I was signed to.
My wife got like, sued because her and Ram washed a chick in the record label and everything. Like, it was crazy.
It was crazy because
I had to pay $80,000.
It was like people was like chilling. Like it wasn't like I didn't feel like people believed in me. They didn't send out enough copies. I guess they didn't believe that people were gonna buy them, so they didn't press them up. Like I literally had people bombarding me. Like I went to 50 different stores and it's not there. Like whatever, still rings off to this day. Conceded, still does what it does. The Feel So Good with record with Neo, like
you
that
didn't
was
get a video for
like,
that. Dope,
right? No, but see now the Feel So Good video with Neo, that was a different story. Neo, when we did the record, he wasn't signed yet.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
Joe, we got into a big argument. Me and Joe. Joe actually.
Oh no, I'm wrong on that one too.
He went and got Mario.
I mean, Neo, I was like, come on. Yo, Ren, that ain't going
he
on.
Went
a
behind
like,
my
oh,
back.
He's going to be the man. Say,
but
he's
going to
be the man. I was like, not that nigga right there.
He was like,
on,
believe
stop.
Me. I told
no,
him
in
like,
his face. I'm the worst, bro.
I fought for it, and he stayed on the record. Joe actually went behind my back, booked the whole session with Mario, had him sing the record over and everything. We did. I found this out at a listening session for my album. The songs, I'm like,
that's
the
Neo.
He's like, oh, yeah, surprise. I went and got... Like, what the fuck are you like?
She was right.
Devastated.
Mario was dope too. But she was right.
But my argument was, this is the guy that's writing Mario songs. But neither here nor there. Moving on along. I
Man,
wanted to shoot the video.
Shout
by
out
Tom.
Neo. You're incredible.
Yes, he's amazing.
Nah, by the
and
way.
He's really a good friend, so he reaches out all the time. Like,
nah,
we actually got
you can sign Neo incredible. Too, Joe.
Yo, Neo, can you do a song with me?
We up to 700 million now of artists that you left on the
screen. He had a deal by the time it was time for me to shoot my video. And through Def Jam was putting out the Ghostface record, the Back Like That record that they had. they didn't want to allow him to do my video because the both of the records was out at the same time. And
so why not put out the remix version with Mario?
I was just so pissed off. Mm-hmm. I was crushed. I tell people all the time, like, my favorite rapper is Jay-Z. And he was in charge of Def Jam at the time. So I felt like he single-handedly. I was like, does he know that I know all his songs? Why is he doing this?
Yeah,
because
that was the rumor that since Joe and Jay had beef, he wouldn't clear the needles.
Like, that, like, that's, I kind of felt like that. But I
never heard that word, Charlamagne.
I just felt like.
I remember reading that. Y'all looked at me like, if you don't start today. This is not what we're talking about today.
It's like, I just felt like, you know how, like, when you're a fan of somebody, you feel like they know you and that they should know how much you love them. I'm right. Like, just over that, like, he's supposed to be like, nah, let's let it rock. So we never even shot it. But like I said, a lot of people have, you know, other artists that was out at the time, and they like, oh, my album did this much and I sold this much. But they can't get a booking to save their life today. These records don't play at all, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll tell them to their face. Like,
that's, you know, you're as good as your last hit in hip-hop. You know, so, and we were talking about that coming this way, that hip-hop is almost like an unfortunate genre of music. Mm-hmm. Like, you can still see Patti LaBelle getting 80,000 a show. Absolutely. Or Earth, Wind,
hip-hop
Fire.
Throws away our classics. Absolutely. Like, they throw them away.
Hip-hop, like they don't appreciate, you know, people who put in that work. Mm-hmm. And it's almost sad, man, because they'll leave somebody for dead. If you ain't a hustler, entrepreneur, knowing how to get money or whatever the case may be, you could really get caught up in the game with this hip hop thing. So it's like, you know.
Good thing we're hustlers, entrepreneurs, and know how to get that
we
money.
We got the hottest thing popping.
Let's talk
right
about
now.
The new album now. Now, how was recording the film?
They said Pap didn't want you in the studio down in Miami.
It wasn't that he didn't want me. I was trying to explain to him, like, look, babe, I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Charlamagne, hold up.
Why are you saying like
Pap
that? Pap
Pooch is
standing
here. Listen, he's her husband, bro.
I said, who said that?
That's not how
he's her husband. He didn't want her with guys. You know, he knows Joe, but he don't want that. And then when he
Pap, because I heard you apologize to Joe, right?
Oh man, listen, this is what happened. She came out of nowhere spontaneously, like, yo, listen, man, my brother called me, I gotta go down here and do this album, I'm going for a week. The entire Love & Hip Hop staff from Mona on down was calling me like, Pap, please, what's going on? What if she means she leaving for a week? So I'm like, I'm gonna take the hit. I'm like, yo, babe, you can't do it. You know, I had to get cursed out and go through all the shenanigans. But I'm like, yo, how can you leave? We got a wedding coming up right here, and we got to film every day this week. How can you leave for a week? That's what happened.
Okay, but what happened when we got in that studio, though? What happened then?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Nah, I witnessed, yo. I was happy that I got a chance to witness these two in action.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Fat Joe, Remy Ma in the building.
Are y'all going to do, like, your own show? You know, because you got so much going on outside.
I feel like everyone definitely wants to. Like, a lot of people are like, well, why did you do it? You know, because I came home doing my shows. 5 figures out the door. Like, nope, I'm not coming. I'm not making this not happen. Like, everybody wants to sign me. Everybody wants to do my own show. I need people to understand that. Okay, this is first of all, I'm a different Remy altogether. Anybody who's encountered me, like, oh my God, you're so changed. I'm still the same me, but I'm more polished. I'm more, you know, I'm more wise. I'm smarter. I'm older. And I needed people to see not just Remy Ma, the walk around the metal detectives, the any up. Yeah, I need them to see Remy Ma, you know, the businesswoman. Remy Ma, the, you know, the mother, the wife, somebody that's a real human person that's tangible, that you can touch. You know? And that's, like, you know, not crazy, because there are people that be like, yo, she's a convicted felon. She went to jail for shooting somebody. I don't want to work with her. Right. I don't want her in my venue. I don't want her, because before I left, literally right before I left, it was impossible for me to even do any book. People were scared to have me in their clubs. They, like, if they thought, if we put her here, she's going to shoot somebody. Coming, like, that's how people was thinking. So you have to set up an image.
It's almost like when you the real ones, you got to downplay it, you know? Mm-hmm. I got in the industry, I'm telling them, please don't sign him. He's an extorter, a robber, whatever, right? Don't let him in the industry. So I actually used to play, like, when I first got in the game, because I knew everybody was scared, so I was like, hey, you know, trying, and I'm watching the soft rappers beat niggas up, throwing them down the stairs. I'm like, oh, my God.
Joe,
what's going on here?
You play terribly. Horrible. I just want you to know that. You did a horrible job throughout the year.
Hey, y'all, let me tell you something. I'm telling you.
I've heard stories of DJs getting thrown in vans.
Nah,
nobody tried, Joe. I didn't see Joe outside. Clue out by himself.
I don't know what you're talking about, player.
Everywhere by himself. He did everything.
See, and this is why I feel like some of this what happened with my situation is these guys' fault. There was no way that I was supposed to end up with the rappers. That's what I was supposed to do. It would have been a little bit better. There was no way. They were supposed to put me with these maniacs.
We needed a balance.
Yeah.
And that's terrible because Pun was the same way. From the first day, I looked at him, I was like, oh my God, this guy's going down.
Who used to calm you down, Joe? Because we hear stories of you calming people down, but who used to calm you down? Because I heard Nori on Tax Season podcast, and he talked about the Rockefeller Terror Squad fight.
I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, Charlamagne.
Come on, stop, Charlamagne.
Come on, stop.
I think with Joe,
we're in a positive.
Once he got into like a different tax bracket and realized being nice gets you more money.
Well, they sued me.
He was like,
you're right. And they sued me 10 times in 1 year.
Jeez.
80,000, 60,000, 50,000. Like, dudes was coming out. It was almost like a gimmick. It was like, yo, go. You know how they, you remember how you watch the newspaper every week and you see Mike Tyson sued again?
Right.
It wasn't his fault. They come and say, your mother's a lesbian. You're a sucker. I'm like, brother, we're both born equal. Your grandmother. Like, I'd be like, oh no, we dancing on him. As soon as I dance on him, I'm locked up. His lawyer contacts my lawyer, y'all, let's settle this. I mean, 10 times in a row, and I realized, I said, oh, they know I'm rich. I'm getting baited. I'm getting suckered into these.
And licking sneakers and extending Ferraris.
They was like, yo, this guy's the lick. He's guaranteed to swing on us. It's going down. So I just realized, like, oh, no, we're not going to win with this. So I had to calm it down. And then me also bringing up Remy, bringing up Pun, bringing up Tony Sunshine was crazier than anybody.
Tony Sunshine? He was crazy. What?
A singer.
R&B really? Killer for real. He was crazy.
Man, he threw us out of battery studio. He threw the gun in the engineer's head. He was crazy, dog.
Tony Sunshine was crazy.
R&B. He had a song, My Fofo. My gun, I love my... crazy. All of them. And I had to deal with these wild guys. Like, everybody. Like, it was just wild.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Usually the rumors are right here, but Fat Joe and Remy's here, so we're going to push those back.
Been a lot of forgiveness in your life, though, Joe, because Pat, Rem, 50. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you think that comes with wisdom, age, what?
Nah, I've never been an abuser. I love peace more than war. I mean, believe me, I came up on violence, and it's sad to say, but I enjoy it sometimes.
We know, Joe. It's well,
you know what I'm saying? Nah, but I'm just saying, I prefer peace over war any day. Any day, I prefer peace. If I could go to Israel and Palestine and broker that thing, I'll go broker that thing. But like,
actually,
I'm about peace.
Think about
man.
Some of the older people, me, Joe, me, Pat, 50, like, these weren't people that, like, it wasn't like murder one beef, like, oh, you did something to somebody in my family or something crazy. Like, it was things that I think weren't that serious. But being the people that we are that take everything to the butt crack, like, and there's just no turning back, I think that's why it was escalated into the situations that they became. But when you really get down to the root of them, it was never no real. You never, right. Nobody ever robbed him at gunpoint or did something to his family members or something like that. And it's easier once you get older to forgive people and to work things out with people when you realize, like, yo, yeah, that was some, I was wilding. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you do that, and that does, I believe, come with wisdom. And it also comes with, like he said, nobody want to beef all day. Nobody wants to walk out of their crib all day, every day, making sure, oh, if I run into this one, I'm going to have to do this. So it's like, it's cool when you can just walk out, you just good. You know, you don't got no problems with nobody. Nobody don't got no problems with you. It's just a good feeling.
Nice,
you just go out and get this
it's
money.
It's just a different time in hip-hop, too. Like, so...
Y'all almost don't fit in. Even though y'all been here, y'all almost don't fit in to what's
going
out here
on
now. Yeah.
That's a very good point. I don't think nobody who came up around my time and definitely around Rem's time still makes music that goes with what's going on today. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really hard to make our fans happy and be like, yeah, they back, they hot. But at the same time, catch this young wave that's going on. Because I'm in a strip club. They pickers and bookers and pickers and bookers and pickers and bookers. And it's like, yo, pickers and bookers. And I'm like, I'm sitting in there like, I got to grab the hookah. I don't even smoke. I'm like, All right, how we gonna make move to Austin?
Right.
Like, everybody, I want to tell y'all, this is syndicated. Everybody who ever supported me, Remy, Pun, like, I love y'all. I want to see y'all on the road every time I go over there. There's so many relationships we grew up with, and we see people floating all over. Because y'all the only guys, really not y'all, because y'all super winning. But the music business, the only thing I compare to, like, athletes. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll come wake a guy up and be like, yo, you're being shipped to Oklahoma today. You're on 103 Gems, Oklahoma. Nigga be like, what? I'm the king of Philly. What are you talking about? Nigga be like, you wake up, you go to Philly, you go, all right, calm him down. I go calm him down, right? Fat Joe come through, yo, calm him down. You're all right, yo. Nah, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. Boston don't get that cold. It's below zero. Next thing you know, hey, I'm in Miami now, Joe. Y'all like athletes, man. They come knock on the door. You've been traded.
Me and NBA. Always been in New York.
Mm-hmm. Have left New York.
God bless.
That's right.
All right.
Well, there you have it. It's
South
Fat
Carolina,
Joe,
Philly,
Remy Ma. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Okay. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day goes to a math teacher in Mobile, Alabama. Salute to everybody listening to us on 100.3 The Beat in Mobile. Now, when I first reported this earlier, the teacher hadn't been identified by the school, but Mobile held me down like I knew they would, and they hit me up on social media. At C to God on Instagram, at C to God on Twitter, CTHAGOD. And this teacher has been identified as Joanne Boser. Okay, parents say she's set to retire this year. Now, she is a veteran educator, and she's in her last year before retirement, and she clearly doesn't give a damn anymore. She's like President Barack Obama in his last year in the White House.
You think you don't give a damn?
She don't give a damn. Just freeing and shortening the sentences of drug offenders, inviting rappers over. He don't care. F what y'all talking about. I'm out this bitch. And this teacher in Mobile, Alabama must be feeling the same way because she gave her kids what is being called a gang math test.
What's that?
Let me repeat and I'll tell you. She gave her kids what is being called a gang math test. Yes, this teacher was teaching the kids a little crip calculus, some basic blood math. Yes, according to the NY Daily News, the math teacher was put on administrative leave after she handed out a racially charged math test to her 8th grade students that made gang references about drive-by shootings, prostitution, and drugs. I can't make this kind of stuff up, people. Oh. I'm not that good. All right, parents at Burns Middle School were outraged to find out their kids had been given a 10-question quiz where you had to put your gang crew name at the top. On the example, I saw somebody put the plug for that. And it had questions like, Ramon has an AK-47. With a 30-round clip. He usually misses 6 out of every 10 shots, and he uses 13 rounds per drive-by shooting. How many drive-by shootings can Ramon attempt before he has to steal enough ammunition and reload? Another question is, Leroy has 2 ounces of cocaine.
Oh, my god!
If he sells an 8-ball to Antonio for $320 and 2 grams to Juan for $85 per gram, what is the street value of the rest of his hold?
I bet you know the answers, though.
I really don't.
Oh.
Hold up. Okay? Because this might be my favorite one. LaShonda is a lookout for the gang. Lacuna also has a boa constrictor that eats 5 rats per week at a cost of $5 per rat. If LaShonda makes $700 a week as a lookout, how many weeks can she feed the boa on 1 week's income? First of all, who the hell got boa constrictors in the hood just lying around? Y'all think I'm making this up? Let's go to the New York Daily News for the report, please.
A Mobile, Alabama math teacher was put on administrative leave after she handed out a racially charged math test to her 8th grade students that made gang references like drive-by shootings, prostitution, and drugs. Parents at the Burns Middle School were outraged to find their kids had been given the 10-question quiz, asking them to answer questions about turning tricks, stolen BMWs, and knocking up women.
Do I even have to tell y'all why this
four
is wrong?
4 weeks. She can feed the boa constrictor for 4 weeks.
Shut up, Pete. Do I even have to tell y'all why this is wrong? Okay. Let me read one more. Let's see if Angelique can get this one.
Okay, all right.
Tyrone knocked up 4 girls in the gang.
Hold on. 4 girls.
There are 20 girls in his gang.
Okay.
What is the exact percentage of the girls Tyrone knocked
20%.
Up? 20%. Okay. I got another one. Dwayne pimps three hoes.
Three hoes.
Okay, and then they asked the students to figure out how many tricks each of the hookers must turn in a day to support Dwayne's crack habit. I'm not, that's just ridiculous.
Well, I don't understand. How do you know that?
Listen, man, listen. Teachers, you don't have to try to be cool. This isn't what's popping in these streets. We shouldn't legitimize the gang and drug culture via math tests, making it seem like these are some honorable professions that are worthy of being turned into math equations. How about deal with the reality of the situation and ask the kids questions like, if Tyrone gets caught with 40 kilos of cocaine, three illegal guns, and one dead body in the trunk, how many years will he get under the jail? How about if Shamika pulls out a gun and shoots near a schoolyard at a rival gang member named Shaquana, but accidentally shoots a 12-year-old boy in the head and kills him? How long would that 12-year-old boy be dead, and how much time in prison will Shamika get? The answer for all those questions should be forever. Okay? Listen, man, I don't know what kind of world we live in anymore. It's bad enough that, you know, the criminal lifestyle has been commercialized via music, TV, movies, and I'm fine with that to a certain extent, but now it's invading the classroom. Why? What is the reason these images are being planted in our kids' heads, making it seem like this criminal behavior is normal? What if none of these kids have ever been exposed to any of this kind of stuff, but now they are in school? What's next? They gonna teach you how much Sprite should be in every pint of lean in chemistry class? Huh? They gonna teach you how to run from cops in gym class? Home economics class, you gonna learn how to cook up a nice kilo of cocaine? Huh? Like, stop it. Don't go chasing crip calculus. Stick to the same old arithmetic and English you used to. Please give Joanne Bosa of Burn Middle School the biggest hee-haw, please.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Lee from Florida.
Lee, what's up, man? What's your question for Yee?
So I just broke up with my girl about a week ago because she wouldn't let me study and stay focused in, you know, school and stuff like
that. She wouldn't let you study?
Yeah, I'm trying to better myself. And every time I try to tell her that, she thinks, you know, I'm out running around doing stuff to crazy.
Okay, so she was giving you a hard time. She didn't trust you. Whenever you said you were studying, she didn't believe it.
Right, and I would tell her, like, you can come over and help me study and stuff like that. But all she would want to do is watch TV and movies and stuff. And now, you know, I feel alone and I feel like I should get it back. But I don't want to get distracted.
Aww.
And
stuff.
All right, well, it seems like the bigger issue here, I see you miss your girlfriend now, but it seems like the bigger issue is her kind of being immature about you handling your business and taking care of what you need to take care of. Maybe you prematurely broke up with her without trying to handle those issues head on.
I mean, we've been talking about it for 6-7 months.
Because obviously for you, school and studying is a priority. What does she do?
I mean, she's got her degree. She works in an administrative office. She's doing her own thing.
But she has a lot more free time than you do right now, basically, when she's off from work.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think it is important for you to take care of what you need to take care of. The question is, do you just miss her because you're lonely and you're used to having somebody around when you have free time? Or do you miss her because you really love her?
To be honest, I think it's just because I'm lonely.
Well, that's never a good reason to get back with somebody, okay? Look, she might just not have been the right person for you, but you haven't found anybody else because you're busy working, doing what you got to do. And in your downtime, you wish you had somebody soft to lay next to.
But I guess that's true.
But I do feel like sometimes you have to keep the door open for good things to happen. A lot of times we bog ourselves down in relationships that we know aren't going to work out just because we don't be alone. A lot of times people feel like they'd rather be with somebody than not be with someone. But I always feel like it's more important for you to be alone than to be with the wrong person. So if that means for a little bit of time right now, you get to focus on you, which is what you were complaining about before, that you didn't have time to focus on what it is that you have to do. Then you need to do that right now. Now's the perfect time for that. But at least your slate is clean, so when the right person does come along, you can dedicate your time instead of wasting your time and her time.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
All right, get to hitting them books.
All right, good luck, man.
All right.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing there, Jason?
Hey, Jason, what's the problem?
I'm calling because I'm 24 years old, and basically I have my own place. I have my CDL license. I drive trucks. I pay for my car insurance, my car, and everything. Basically, my mother just felt like I'm spending like too much money. She think I should just, my mother and my father, they feel like I'm spending too much money. They feel like I should just like get a room and, you know, live like that and basically just save up my money to like, you know, get a house and things like that since I'm not in a relationship and I'm by myself. But I feel like I think that it's just like a, like it's just something for me to learn to gain experience and just to see how I do on my own.
Well, I feel like this. When I first graduated from college, I got my own apartment, and I didn't have money to save for a house. I was basically spending all the money that I made just living, you know, paying my student loans, having my apartment, paying for my phone, paying to eat, transportation, and all of that. And later on down the line, because you are only 24, I'm sure when you come home, you want to come home to someplace nice that's yours, right?
Yes, and definitely.
And you're able to pay your bills, right?
Yes.
And I'll tell you this, my parents said the same thing to me. They were like, well, why don't you go live in your grandmother's place? She has an upstairs apartment that's available, and you can stay there. And I did not want to do that. I wanted to have my own place, my own stuff, because I knew later on down the line I would make more money and be able to buy a house. And that was a goal that I always had. So I feel like if that's what you want to do, it's your money, it's your life, you should go ahead and do what you need to do for yourself. I personally always like to be comfortable when I come home and have a nice place. And I feel like you're 24, you're just getting started with the things that you're going to do later. You have great potential to make lots and lots of money later on. But don't inconvenience yourself, right? I mean, some people are fine with that. Some people will sacrifice their comfortability just to be able to save up for something, you know, more immediate. But it's your decision. And if you decide, this is what I'm happy with, this is what makes me comfortable, you do that for yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Good luck, bro.
Well, Charlamagne, you got your own place at a young age, too, right? Was it on your mind to save for a house? Or were you just...
No, I just wanted an apartment at the time.
Exactly.
I mean, of course, eventually I wanted a crib, but at the time I knew what I knew my place in life.
Now, I was saving for the crib originally. Like, I knew I wanted a crib. I was doing mixtapes at the time, and mixtapes was paying my bills pretty well. So I was saving for my
But you had your own place or no?
No, I lived in a basement.
Well, yeah, it's a different approach.
Yeah. That was Don't Mind Kent Jones. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. You got a question for Yee, 800-585-1051. What line, Yee? Two? Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. You got a question for Yee?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Shelly, what's the problem?
Okay, I just want to know what to do about my boyfriend's roommate. My boyfriend's roommate is a chick. And they had relations before me and him got involved. She was supposed to move out when I moved in, but she's still there. And
so
I,
wait, you live there and he lives there with a girl he used to smash?
Yeah.
So he's just living it up. Question, why did you move in there? Why didn't he move out? Why didn't y'all get your own place somewhere else?
It's in his name.
Okay. So she won't move out.
Apparently he had told her that he was doing her 30 days, but then after 30 days, he still was there. And I was like, so what's going on? Is he moving? Is he staying? Like, what? And when I brought it up, he kind of caught an attitude. And I just was like, well, I'm just asking because, you know, I was told one thing and it's another thing going on.
Yeah, you've been very patient. You actually gave the girl the 30 days. He said he was going to do something. He hasn't done it. She got to go. Does it feel awkward in the house with you being there with a girl that he was having sex with?
It really ties on my trust. It pulls on my trust.
How much longer is this lease for?
It's not up until like March, I think.
All right, you need to tell him that he's got to figure it out. Either he's got to figure a way to get out of his lease. You know, it's just money. If he got to break his lease and move out and do whatever, then he's got to do that. Maybe sign the lease over to her name if she wants to stay there. But he's got to figure something out. Personally, if it was me, I wouldn't even want to live in a place where he was smashing this other girl that was living there, too. I would be like, why don't we just get on and move out?
They wasn't smashing there. It was before they even became roommates.
Okay, so he used to have sex with her, and then somehow they became roommates after that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to at least keep his word, and if he hasn't kept his word, he has to acknowledge he can't have an attitude with you about it, you know? You got to tell him, ask him if he's not going to make her move out, then what does he propose as a solution to the issues that you're having? Tell him that it's making you uncomfortable.
He says that if I'm not comfortable, I'm more than welcome to get my own place.
Wow.
Whoa.
See, now I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah, exactly, because then I'm leaving you here, and how do I know that this so-called incident is going to happen again?
Are you being really confrontational and nagging him about it?
No, I just left it alone. Like, after she didn't move and I seen that she wasn't trying to move, I just left it alone.
Right. I mean, if it was me, I'm going to just tell you what I would do, and I don't know if this is the right thing, but if he told me that if I'm not comfortable with it, I should go get my own place, I probably would just do that and be like, F you. Because I think that's really unreasonable. If he said he was going to do something, he hasn't done it. She's not being respectful of your relationship because he told her she had 30 days. She knows you're uncomfortable. He knows you're uncomfortable. When do people respect your feelings? I probably would call his bluff, but I would tell him either you're going to find a solution for this or I'm not going to continue making myself uncomfortable.
All right. Speak up, mama.
Thank you.
He's hurt her heart. Damn, you.
I'm just saying.
Jeez.
I'm not living with you and a girl that you was having sex with. I'm sorry.
Wow. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's up, y'all? It's Angela Yee wishing you and your family the very best this holiday season from all of us here at The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Missy calling from Virginia.
What's your question for Yee?
My question is, I'm dating this guy who's really, really, really much older than me, and he's been talking about introducing me to his kids, and they're about roughly the same age as me.
All right, how old is this guy?
He's 52.
And how old are you?
I'm 26.
And the kids are around 26 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, everybody's an adult in this situation. It is going to be a little bit weird for you. But if he's comfortable doing it, I'm sure he's already given his kids a heads up, right?
Yeah, he has. I don't think he's told them that I'm black. I don't think it will be a different. I don't think it will make a difference. But I think I'm just nervous over that, like, because there is a generational divide as well as a racial divide. So I was just wondering.
Oh, okay. So are you white?
No, I'm black.
You're black and he's white?
Yeah.
So not only are you the same age as his kids are white.
Yes.
I mean, listen, what can they do? That's their father's decision. All I can say is when you go and meet them, just feel it out. You know, let them talk more than you talk. Just kind of listen and just see how it plays out. Of course, you're a little bit nervous. I think anybody's nervous to meet somebody's family, but I guess you just have to respond to how they react to you.
So I shouldn't go out of my way to, like, try to befriend them? Like.
Well, I think you have to, when you meet them, you just kind of have to feel it out a little bit first. You know,
okay.
and make sure he gives you some background information so that you know you can make some conversation, like as far as, you know, where they went to school, what they do for a living, certain little things, so you can ask questions and keep them talking.
Okay, yeah, I'll take
but
that.
But don't try too hard. Like, don't go all hard and be obvious and awkward.
Okay, I gotta play it cool.
Yeah, feel their vibe first before you get all crazy acting.
Okay.
Don't act desperate.
Thank you. I love you guys. Listen to you in the morning.
All right. Good luck, girl.
Good luck.